Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Exodus chapter 3, verse chapter 3, verses 2 through 6. So let us open to our hearts to both learn from these encounters and allow them to guide us into the powerful encounter with the living God ourselves. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 7 says, "In the year that King Uzzah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, 'Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of glory.' And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke, and said, 'Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.' The one of the seraphim flew to me, having his hand burned coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for.'" So Isaiah demonstrated that experiencing the holiness of God and seeing our own sin in the light of his holiness are constant, are consistent, and important parts of encountering God's presence. Time after time in Scripture, God's people see their own sin, repent, and are healed. After having an encounter with the presence of God, in fact, Moses had a similar response to being in the presence of God for the rest of time in Exodus chapter 3, verses 2 to 6. "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, 'I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned.' When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called him out of the bush, 'Moses, Moses,' and he said, 'Here I am.' Then he said, 'Do not come near, and take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground.' And he said, 'I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God." So in the light of God's astounding holiness, Moses was filled with fear to look at the face of God. Those two descriptions of God's presence illustrate an important truth for all. The light of God's holiness has the ability to pierce into the depth of a soul. Okay, bringing the light, darkness destroys us from within. My prayer today is that we would follow the examples of Moses and Isaiah and allow God's holiness to shine light on your sin and draw it to repentance. And may we experience healing today the way Isaiah did as the angel of the Lord cleansed him with the coal. So God's presence casts light on our sin and brokenness, because in order for us to live in the fullness of God's desire, we must walk in righteousness. It's because of God's love that he reveals our sin. It is because God longs for us to experience a life of holiness and freedom as his children that he shines light on our darkness and draws us out into the glorious light of righteousness. For God promised in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16, "I will lead the blind in the ways that they do not know, and paths that they have not known. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and do not forsake them." And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellences of him who called out of darkness into his marvelous light." So God's desire has always been to lead his children into his righteousness. God's longing for us to partake in his divine nature has been a chief desire of his from the first sin of Adam and Eve. Excuse me. And through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, our nature has been transformed. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 6 says, "And you were dead in the trespasses of sin in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of power of the air, the spirit that is now at work at the son's disobedience, among whom we all once lived in passions of our flesh, carrying out desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy because of our great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So you have been set free from once you separated from your heavenly Father. But the key to experiencing this freedom is allowing God to shine light. on what does not belong to you anymore, your sin. You must walk as a child of light, not as a child of wrath. It is spending time encountering the holiness of God that will transform you from the inside out. Spending time on the holy ground as Moses did will heal you from the sins that entangle you. So spending time allowing God to reveal your sin and purge it from you as he did with Isaiah, it will empower you to choose the light over darkness. A vital part of encountering God is repenting of our sin, light of his wonderful holy love for us. So experience the holiness of God today as you enter into guided prayer. Repent of whatever it is in you that is not in line with your new nature in Christ, and walk as a child of God that you are in the light of a wonderful and powerful grace. So firstly, meditate on Moses and Isaiah's encounters with the holiness of God. Put yourself inside the story. Imagine yourself as a character. Feel what they would have felt. See what they would have seen. Allow the story of the scriptures to come to life around you. Secondly, allow the holiness of God to shine light on the darkest parts of your soul. Where do you have unconfessed sin? What's holding you back from walking fully in the light? What sin does God want to heal you from today? So thirdly, confess your sins to God, repent from any area of darkness, and turn fully toward the light of holiness. Rest in his forgiveness, and allow it to be the foundation on which you can live the freedom bought for you by the blood of Christ. Psalms 30, verse 11 says, "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness." So when we give our sin over to God, he turns what the enemy meant to harm us into our greatest source of gladness. Forgiveness is something to dance over, to sing about, and to enjoy wholeheartedly. Our God takes what was dark and makes a light. And he took what tied us into this world, placed it on the shoulders of Jesus, and put it to death in the last breath of his perfect Son. So may you discover today a freeing joy in the presence of God, of holiness and forgiveness. And may you live your life in light of the glorious grace you've been shown through the love of God. I highly suggest that you read Romans chapter 8. It'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Okay, so let's get into this, okay? Well, do you know Jesus Christ to be the Lord and Savior tonight? If you don't, that's okay, because you will get to do so in a few minutes. Okay, but let me ask you, are you tired of traveling this road, okay, and never knowing what's up or down? Are you lacking purpose in life and want purpose? Okay, maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from such an illness as addiction to drugs or alcohol, okay, or sexual immorality, gambling, or overeating. Whatever it may be, see, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he has to know you. So the question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus so he can put you on a righteous path? If so, simply say this little prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight." And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you and keep you, highly favored. Okay, and we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. And let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight as your personal Lord and Savior. I mean, because right now the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us rejoice with them. Amen. I'm sorry to hear that, but there's something going wrong with BTR. Are you getting that too?
Yeah, I'm getting an endless loop of Chris. That's why I was coming in here to check what was going on. Because all I'm getting is classical music.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. So nobody could hear what I just said.
That's why I came in here. Because I could hear you, you know.
Okay, well, let me bring on a caller here and see if that's still going on. 909, is that you, Beanie?
Yes, it is. How you doing, man?
All right, I'm doing fine there, Beanie. How you doing?
All right, man. I'm just listening to you, and you're doing a good job.
Well, some people are saying there's a loop of classical music going on. Do you hear that?
Nah. I don't hear it. Maybe it's on their end.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. I mean, maybe it doesn't affect the people that are in the queue. I don't know. Okay.
Hey.
This
number is my number, man. So if you ever want to call me, man, like hit me up.
All that's coming across is a continuous classical loop. Still.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's still going continuous classical loop. Okay, I don't know what's going on with Block Talk Radio tonight. They were giving me a problem with creating this episode. Okay, I don't know. So there's something going on with Block Talk. So whatever it is,
What you should do is you should broadcast on YouTube.
Well, I thought about that, but I just don't know how to do YouTube correctly.
Yeah, it's easy. And then what you do is you get the conference call. It's free, and then you could just take in calls, just how like you're doing right now.
Really, on YouTube?
Yeah. And it's free. You don't have to pay.
Maybe I'll try to figure that out. I'll look
at
YouTube and see how to do that.
Yeah, man, that'll be good.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Nothing much. I got a lot of callers that are calling in tonight, but nobody's pressing the one key but you. Okay? Let's see if anybody else will press the one key to want to come on live tonight. Oh, we got another caller. Okay,
let's
bring him on. Okay, it looks like it might be Pastor Kent. You, Pastor Kent?
Hello. Kenny.
Hello, Pastor Kent. How are you doing tonight?
How are you, my
son?
Hey, sons?
Pastor Kent. What's up, Pastor Kent?
Who are you, my son?
It's Beanie. It's Bean Crazy.
Hello. Bean Crazy. Or should I say, hola.
Oh, man. What's up,
Kenny,
man?
I heard it was your day of birth.
Yes, today is my birthday. Yes, it is.
Oh, happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Beanie.
I turned 58 today.
58? Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
What What have you gotten for your birthday, Kenny?
Nothing really. I'm going to go out to dinner tomorrow night for my birthday. Okay, I was going to go out to dinner tonight, but Victor fell ill, so we couldn't go out tonight. So. Yeah, so anyway, what's up, guys? What's going on for your week so far?
Oh, man, I got a lot of stuff to do this week. A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. At least you got something to do.
Yeah.
What about you, Pastor Kent? Hello?
Where'd he go?
He's here. He hasn't gone anywhere unless he decided to walk away from his phone. I don't know.
Hmm.
Anyway, so this is my birthday week. People were asking if I was going to, Pastor Ken dropped. Okay. I don't know what happened, why he dropped, but maybe he'll call back. Yeah, he dropped. Like I said, I don't know really too much to say tonight. Okay, like I said, it's my birthday. Just gonna have some fun tonight and
that's cool.
Okay, celebrate it.
Hey, did you hear Joe Gibson on the Inner Circle, like right after Tony?
No, I didn't.
No? Man, that guy, man, he disappointed me.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, I did.
Man, that dude's straight racist, man. But, like, you know what he does? He says stuff, and then when people say, oh, he said this, and then what he says is, they do these things to my voice, and they change the words around, and blah, blah, blah. That's all crap. That is all crap. That's him.
Yeah.
He really saying all that stuff.
Well, I know he was saying gay jokes.
No. Yeah, but he said that the nightclub.
The one in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, he said that was a blessing.
No, that wasn't a blessing.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. Like, a lot of people died, and then their family, you know what I'm saying? They're, like, mourning over them and stuff, and for him to say that, man, he's a buster.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, Joe will get his in the end, you know what I'm saying? It's,
Yeah, like he yeah, thinks he knows the Bible, but he really doesn't. I mean, he says all these things. Like, doesn't like the Bible say to if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off, right?
Yeah.
But that's not really taking it like literally. It's just an expression. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, your eye, if your left eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So he takes it, like, literally. Like, that's what the Bible says. How am I going to cut off my hand? Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that's what he wants to do, then, you know, I mean, more power to him. But it doesn't really mean that to do that right now.
Yeah, and and he won the DS award.
Yeah, I heard that. I was surprised.
Yeah, I was like tripping out. I was like, he got it.
Well, I mean, that's something to covet, I guess.
He was all happy about it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he was. He wanted to know what else he got with it. Yeah.
Yeah, he got a 75 gift card for Starbucks, and then a $100 gift card.
Oh wow! Do you know who the $100 gift card was for?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, maybe he'll have fun spending that $100.
Yeah, he'll probably buy more lube.
Maybe.
Or he'll buy those that like liquid that tastes like cherry or strawberry when he does oral.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he wants that flavor.
It's flavored.
Yeah.
Oh shoot.
Well, I'm surprised Joey didn't call in tonight. Okay.
Yeah,
normally
I'm surprised.
He normally calls in on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Well, we got another caller. Let me bring him on. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Pastor Kent. What happened? What happened to you? You dropped.
I think Joseph Gibson is penetrating the Canadian phone lines.
Oh, you think he is interfering with them?
No, I was just mocking him. He is too stupid to even know how to use a phone.
Well,
yeah,
go ahead, Jeannie.
He's probably going to buy that machine that goes in and out.
Oh.
It's like an arm that goes in and out, and you stick the toy in there.
Oh.
He's going to be like Rocky, getting stronger.
Huh. Well, what do you think about that, Pastor Kent?
Kenny, what I think about Joey and all that he said is that if I was still in the Hell's Angels, and if I was an enforcer, I would enter him anally to get back at him for what he said. The problem with that is I would try to be making him suffer, but he would enjoy it.
Okay. Suffering into enjoyment.
Yes.
That sounds interesting.
He is a son of a gib.
Yeah, don't burden him with
any
good
better
time.
Yes, he's a son of a gib.
You see, Kenny, that man is a bottom of the barrel kind of guy. The one with a glory hole, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
always
okay.
Wants to stay down there. he has tried to attack everything and anything that I hold dear. He talked about Canadians. He talked about gays. He talked about even the Hispanics. He talked about our good friend that passed away. He talked about hating vagina. And he talked about how he would be able to satisfy Tony F. better than you. And that is not right. I do not like the fact that he is trying to make the move on Tony F.
Yep.
Knowing
exactly
that is your man friend.
Well,
your mangina.
I mean,
your man pussy.
Tony knows better, and he wouldn't do anything like that. Yeah.
Kenny, but that is not the point. You may trust Tony F., but why does the wolf in sheep's clothing named Son of a Gib dare do that and still call himself your friend?
I don't know why he would try to do that, okay? Maybe he's lost and needs to be found.
That reminds me of a sermon I wrote and a song I wrote a long time ago. It starts with "Amazing Grace." How sweet the sound. I wrote a song like that.
Oh, you
and
did?
And it is popular. Yes, my son.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard it?
Yes, I've heard "Amazing Grace."
Yes, I wrote that.
Huh.
It is a good song.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Matter of fact, I have it here on my playlist.
Kenny, although it is your birthday, I am very, very sad today.
Why is that?
Because around this time last year, Joshua sent you cigars for your birthday. Do you remember?
Yeah, I surely do. It was a blessing too. Okay. Yeah, I miss Joshua Higgins. He'll be well missed.
Yes, he will. Yes. He was a good man. And he was my fiance for a good bit. And we did several shows together.
Right.
And he got to be benefactors. Several of them. To Abbott's house from half an hour to 2 hours. But I can say I miss him and I loved him affectionately, friendly, physically, and anally.
Okay.
Did you love him the same way, Kenny?
I've never did anything with him, but I love him. He's never no more the same. Yeah, I love him. He's a good guy.
But I bet he had a great ass and penis, and you would have enjoyed both. What do you think, Kenny?
Hmm. Maybe. You never know.
Oh, there is no maybe about it.
Oh, okay. Well, enough of that. Anyway, so what is on your agenda for this week? What do you plan on doing, Pastor Kent? You got anything planned? Okay, this week?
Yes, Kenny. I met 3 people online, and I am interviewing them to be my wife. One on Friday, one on Saturday, and one on Sunday.
Okay.
I am going to be able to decide who gets to be my woman and my best vagina. I will hit them with a poem I wrote. It goes like this. All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. I look funny, but Joe, I'm making money. See, so your world, I hope you're ready for Ken T. Now gather round. I am the new leader in town, and my sound's laid down by Abbott's house. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on yourself, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Kent D, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to hump thee. And all the pastors in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme. I like my beats funky. I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy. I'm sick with this straight pasture mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous.
Pasture mac.
I eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Hey, yo, fetch girl, come here. Are you ticklish? Yeah, I call you fat. Look at me. I'm skinny. It's never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with
the girls with
boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
That room.
I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting the girls in pants, and they've even got my own dance. It's called
the Kent.
The Vagina.
Okay, Kent. All right.
Hey, bitch,
that
will make
great.
The panties drop, eh? Maybe you can say the same thing to Tony F and get his mangina wet.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? For
yeah,
your birthday.
Yeah, for my birthday, yeah. That would be hot. Yeah.
So tell us, what foreplay are you going to do with Tony F for your birthday?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'm just gonna play it by ear, you know. Wait and see what happens.
Are you taking the blue penis pills?
Yes, I am. I'm taking the Viagra.
Good.
Yeah. Yep.
Is it working now?
No, not yet. I'm gonna take it in a little bit after I eat dinner.
Tienes en su mente. Es como se, like, entretiene. Hello?
I think Beanie is speaking in tongues, and he is saying, Kenny is hard, very hard.
Okay. Well, I'm probably gonna end the show early, okay? Because I want to get busy with celebrating my birthday. I want to say thank you and God bless you, everybody, for calling in, Pastor Campini. Oh, wait, we got another caller. Okay, we got another caller. I think it's Ashley. Let me bring her on. Ashley, is that you?
Hi.
Hi,
hey,
Ashley.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So, who's on the line right now?
Beanie Loco and Pastor Kent.
Oh, hi. Hi, Beanie. Hi,
Hey, what's up?
Kent.
Hello.
Oh, happy birthday, Kenny.
Ashley.
Hey. Yeah, so am I permanently banned from the Salami Brigade, or was I just kicked out?
I have no idea. I mean, I've been kicked out of there too, so I don't know. Okay.
Hey, Beanie, do you know?
I don't know, because I'm still on there, but. But they used to do that, like, to me, too. So it's just, I guess it's like a hazing type thing. But,
can you ask Ron?
See what?
Can you ask Ron? Because I actually want to talk to Matt Market and apologize to him.
Oh, okay.
Because I accused him of doing
it. Yeah.
Let Mark know then.
Yeah.
Well, Ashley, I know how Mad Mark will forgive you.
Yeah, I know.
Send him a pic of your vagina.
Well, I can't message him on Discord because we're not in the server together anymore. So even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
Well, send Kenny a picture of your vagina and he can send it to Mark. I bet that would break the ice.
How's your birthday going, Kenny?
You never know. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, Ashley, okay, it's my birthday today,
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kenny.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm gonna end the show early, okay, so
Kenny.
I can, celebrate
Kenny.
My birthday.
Kenny, let me give you some advice. When you are going to town on Tony F, ask him as you smack him in his anus, or he smacks you, say, who is your pasture, bitch?
Okay. All right.
Straight Pastor Mac.
Straight Pastor Mac, yeah. Yeah.
That is right. The macaroni.
Macaroni. All righty. Well, God bless you all. Okay, thank you for calling
all right.
in.
Good.
Have a good
day,
night, man.
On this blessed show, okay, and have a blessed night, everybody. Okay.
And remember to use some Astroglide.
Every- everybody in the chat room. God bless you.
Abbas Hayes.
Straight Pastor Mac.
Badgie the Boon Killer.
Happy birthday.
Who is your pastor? Bitches. Do you like that, Skinny?
Oh, wait a minute. We got another caller. Okay, let's press the one key. Let's bring this caller on. He's been waiting 57 minutes. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny.
Oh, hey.
Happy birthday. Hey, Kenny, happy birthday to you, brother.
Hey, happy birthday to you, DC2.
Thank you, brother.
Happy
Kenny,
birthday.
Sounds like you can get a parlay tonight.
Say what?
I said, it sounds like you just going to parlay tonight. You and Tony going to have yourself a good old time.
We're going to try.
Amen, brother. Did you, that poem Kent read earlier was masterful. I mean, did he write that himself?
I don't know.
My son. I got the rhythm and the rhyme.
Amen.
But I don't have the time.
Oh.
Hey, Tony, are you still in the Swami Brigade?
No, I had to take a step away from the Salami Brigade. I got a little tired of the shenanigans in there, so I have left that room. I'm not sure if it's permanently, but just for the time being.
Yeah, I think I got kicked out again.
Yeah, I'm not sure who runs that room, but I know if it's
Johnny Longfeather.
Oh yeah, he kicked me out before. He's kicked me out before.
And he
kicked me out before, too.
For blaming Matt and Mark. I blamed him, and I felt...
You know what you should
really
do? You should maybe, apologize to Longfeather, too.
But hold on.
I want to take this opportunity to wish Johnny a belated birthday. And a happy early Kwanzaa.
Hi, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can still hear you, actually.
Yeah, because I can't message. I tried messaging Mark, and I can't do it because we're not in the same server. I can't message the Longfeather either.
I'll try to talk to Longfeather if you want me to. I think I can get in touch with him. He's very temperamental. Is there something that you did to him or that you know of, or it's
the usual problem. You know how everyone says he's gay. So.
Yeah, well,
he's
very sensitive. He's very sensitive about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll try apologizing then.
I'll let him know that you're sorry and that you don't think he is a homosexual, so that he will allow you back in the room. That's what I had to tell him. I told him I was sorry and that I don't think he's a homosexual, and he then did allow me back in the room. So I will try. I'll do my best, Ashley. I will try to have him send you a request, or not a request, but a invite. Back to the room.
Okay.
Yeah, I need one too, Johnny.
Okay, well, listen, guys, I can't control Johnny. He's very stubborn, but I will try. I will definitely try to get him to send you guys a invite to back to the room.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I don't want there
no
being
problem.
Any drama. It's just... No, we've already
got some more callers.
Is it Kamala Harris, Kenny?
Oh.
I don't know.
Hello.
Let's go calls. Let's try this one.
Dickie.
Okay. Well... so much for that. Let's try this one.
Hello?
Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Paso Cat.
Oh.
Hello, Willy Wong.
Hello?
Willy Wong in
Hello.
The house.
Hi,
Ni hao, Paso Cat. It's a Willy Wong from Wong Island.
Oh.
Paso
How you doing,
Willy?
It's a good guy, Salino.
No good, Paso Cat. I go to Talladega. I went to Talladega with Jesco. And they have the waning. And then no wasting because the waning. But I spend time with Jesco. He's teaching me the Christian way. And he said, I need a talking with you. You can tell me about this world very difficult. Huh? Leviticus. You know this
Leviticus.
One?
Leviticus.
Yeah, he said this one not controversial, but I looking internet say controversy. What you think this one okay or not?
I don't really understand what you're trying to say, Willie.
You understand Mandarin? I speak Chinese to you.
No, I don't understand Chinese. I'm sorry.
Kenny, I think I know what he's asking. He's saying that he thought Leviticus was not controversial, but then when he checked up on it. What?
Oh,
I
you,
fucking
trick!
What?
Fuck you, fucking trick!
Hey, Tony was on the line.
That's a recording of Tony. Okay.
You fucking trick!
Get rid of that.
I don't know who's playing it.
Someone called in with an Asian accent, and really, they said something about Tony's mother, and Tony got real pissed, and he...
Oh, yeah.
Apparently.
He called him the...
That's
the end of the...
Is this Leviticus, is this good or not good?
Yeah, Leviticus is a good book. It's one of the five books of the Torah, okay? All right, and it's a good one.
If you need some translation, I actually speak like Mandarin. You want me to translate?
I don't like swearing. I'm just gonna shake the way it is. I'm calling him nigga. That's sorry. I had to say it. I cursed. Hey, that's his name. He's a nigga, papa. That's his name, okay? That's his name.
Oh, okay.
Well?
Oh.
Okay. All righty.
That
well,
is a good language.
Can I ask Willie a question, Kenny?
Yeah, sure.
When you were spending time with Jessica, did he try to how do I say it? Did he try to penetrate your purple hole, or maybe the brown
no,
hole?
Jessica just wanted to take. He just wanted to take selfie. We take a selfie with what's the name of this guy? Earnhardt. We take a selfie with Purple Hole, Earnhardt, and Jesco.
Oh.
And then he's going to post it on WeChat and Facebook.
Oh. Okay.
That's okay. You have Facebook?
Yeah, I have Facebook.
Can you... Work for me on Facebook, Willie Wong from Wong Island.
Yeah, I'll work for you and send you a friend's request.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
And happy birthday to you, Pastor Kent.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Billy.
How old are you?
I'm 58. I just turned 58 today.
Oh, 58 is good. How English say this one? Penance work okay?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Your penis sound confused, Kenny. Yes and no?
Yeah, it has to work with Viagra.
Oh.
The blue pill.
Well, the blue pill, yeah.
I will pray for your penis to work tonight.
The blue pill.
But I don't like this word. Just say yin jing. Yin jing is the word. Don't say penis. I like yin jing.
Yin jing.
Okay, Kenny, I will pray for your yin jing tonight, brother.
Thank you.
Please help Kenny's yin jing work tonight with Tony F so he can make passionate anal love to him. Amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor Ken. Bye
You're
for
welcome.
Now.
Abba, Father,
bye.
And Elohim, we pray to Yahweh, Jeshua Higgins, that Kenny's penis be as hard as the two pillars I've seen. And so that he may penetrate Joni's mangina, man pussy, anus, and that he may drip with fluids and not feces.
Amen.
My
Amen.
Sons.
Amen.
Amen.
Beanie, you want to say a prayer for Kenny's Yin Jung, or however you say it?
Yeah, I'll do it in like Mandarin.
Amen.
Ching Chang, Chen Bang, and Chen Lai, Bin a Soka Chien, and all. King Chan, and Chen, and all. Ching, and all. Party, and all.
You know what? Your penis has never been anywhere near me, you gross fuck. Okay?
Chen Bang.
Gross.
Chimpang.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Okay.
Amen.
I didn't know Venus spoke Mandarin. That's impressive, brother.
Thank you.
Very good being crazy. Very, very smart.
Thank you.
You must have maybe two doctrines, but to have four. Ricky Dunn 5.
Oh. Thank you.
Oh, okay, we got another caller that just called in from 321. Let's bring 321 on the air.
321.
321, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I keep starting, huh?
Hello, Mr. Pastor. This is Eugene down here in Titusville, Florida. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing fine, Eugene. How are you doing?
Well, it's pretty hot down here, and I don't know how it is over there in Texas, but I was just listening in. Apparently, we have the same age. I did not know that about you until tonight.
I'm
58
.
Also.
I just turned 58 today.
58 years young, I like to say.
Oh.
Yep.
Shalom.
What's
Gene,
the theme
how
of tonight's
doing, brother?
I'm pretty good. What's the theme of tonight's show?
Oh, in other words, we didn't really have a particular theme for tonight's show. It was a devotional
celebration, brother.
I was molesting little African boy.
Wait, molesting
I was
who?
Molesting little African boy.
Kenny!
Molesting Africans?
Playing recordings.
What?
Okay.
That
Kenny,
is a doctor's voice.
Thing to have on your show,
Kenny
about
would not do that.
Boys. Who is that?
I don't know. Somebody was playing a recording.
Well, is this record? Is this a live show?
Yeah, this is a live show.
Is this a tape
show?
Yeah,
somebody. Yeah, somebody has recordings they can play. Okay.
Kenny,
they
are. You said that you had sex with little African boys. That don't make no sense.
I don't have sex with little African boys.
Joe Gibson probably does.
Go
pick some fucking cotton. Okay?
What?
Has he ever been to Africa? What? We got cotton that grows down here in Florida.
Okay? Go pick some fucking cotton. Okay?
Oh, Kenny. Kenny, what's wrong
with
you?
Well, it's cotton picking time right now.
I don't know. That's
getting
a recording.
Late in the year, so okay. Ready to pick the cotton down here.
Oh.
That is a doctored recording. My brother Kenny would not say that.
Doctored recording?
Yeah. Well, anyway, guys, I'm gonna end this show. I want to say God bless you all, really. Okay, and
Tony Evans is slow and stupid. By the way.
Oh.
That makes me
so God bless you, everybody. Have a blessed night.
What about being slow and stupid?
By the way.
Hi.
I don't think I'm slow.
Good
night, everybody.
Ain't
I'm a southerner. Sometimes people say I'm slow just because I have a southern accent.